because I was accused of being a communist by the first Cubans that came from Cuba. And the CIA and FBI went to see my record company. That time, a gentleman called Mr. Morris Levy at Roulette, you know. And I told him, he brought me in, he said, Mr. Palmieri, what did you record for me, you know? You know, what did you do this time, you know, recording? I said, well, Mr. Levy, it's a rhythm called Mozambique, you know, that it's coming out of Cuba. And that they're fighting in Angola, I mean, I got nothing to do with that, but it's a rhythmical pattern that I, you know, that we play, and it's the old conga, Mr. Levy. I never forget that, you know. Mm-hmm. Mr. Levy at 21 was the owner of the Bear Land.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. He also owned Roulette Records, and he was backed by the big mafia, you know, Cambino family and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Colombo family, you know, I mean, he was well cared. He was well loved, let's put it that way. So I explained to him from A to Z, Mr. Levy, it's the old conga. You know, but it's called Mozambique. And I explained, I said to myself, man, Eddie, you did a great explanation there to Mr. Levy. And when I finished, he goes, oh, I see. I say, I see, Eddie. Mr. Palmieri, don't record that shit anymore. Which I did. I kept recording it. Then everything was fine until I did Harlem River Drive. And then again, the FBI, because the Cuban problem was Mozambique, that Alpha 66 got involved. And Alpha 66 were threatening to blow up all the radio stations that played my music.
Explain what Alpha 66 was.
That was the first Cubans that were coming in, that came in, that came from Cuba. In the first shipload that brought in all the Cubans, mostly the rich Cubans, white, that came in from Cuba after 1959.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a thing called Alpha 66, whatever it was, and that, you know, and I was the target when I did the Mozambique, you know.
Hmm.
Threatening to blow up, you know, the radio stations that played my music. I had to go to an attorney called Bruce Wright, who came later a judge. They called him Cut Him Loose Bruce, you know, he got into a lot of trouble because he let the guys off, you know, whatever. He saw the injustice in the courts, you know. But he wrote a letter to Universal, Universal Press, you know, International,
mm-hmm.
that music is music and politics are politics, and never should both be, you know. But that was my first problem. My second one was Harlem River Drive.
Let's talk about that.
I wanted to go crossover and. My favorite fans were the Weathermen. You ever hear the Weathermen?
Well, you're talking about the political group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was their favorite artist. They caught all these guys with my record in them. Here comes the FBI again, Morris Levy again, and the CIA. And now he calls me in to judge. Mr. Perry, what did you record for me this time?